Happy Pride Month.
Yeah, happy Pride Month.
I'm feeling it.
Me too. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is season six. Season seven, episode 22. A lot of episodes. I don't know what year it is. I'm tired all the time.
22, just like the episode.
That's right. 2022, episode 22, or 22nd episode of 2022. My name is Tim. There's Jeff, Steph, and Dustin. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Howdy.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for coming to the party. Sorry I didn't invite you, Dustin. Caitlin said absolutely no Dustin.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't make it. I went to, I'd much rather have been at your place than my brother-in-law's, but we'll just leave it at that.
Oh, did you have nice. Your brother-in-law's?
He has a pool and a new house, so it was...
Pond?
We have a pool and a pond. A pond would be good for you.
Any good? Do they have a good glory hole?
No. I just stayed on the bottom of the pool with a little hole, the little suction thing on the bottom of the pool. I just held my breath.
Def got to hold Gilbert, even though he knows she used to be a piece of shit.
I know. Slick back hair, sloppy steaks.
Very sloppy.
Yeah, and Tim decided to take a picture of me from the side with my fucking neck. It looked like a pile of shaved ham that was just kind of like cascading over Gilbert's face.
I wasn't thinking about that. I was just taking a picture of you holding him. And then
it's all I think about. It's all I think about.
You holding him and posted him on Facebook. So
he did not.
Yes, he did. There's a picture of you holding him on Facebook someplace.
Jeff, I'll kill you. I will fucking kill you.
I deleted all the pictures I posted because I got in trouble.
Yeah, okay, good.
Creep shots of Natalie. Yeah.
Oh, I had a feeling he was creeping on some people. I was like, they don't even know. I'm like, aren't you people supposed to be reporters? Look, the news is Jeff's like...
Like a creep.
You know.
I don't think that picture was a creep shot, but we'll just...
I was taking a picture of Gilbert. The two people that were standing in the picture just happened to be attractive news ladies.
Yeah.
I mean, sure.
I was in the bathroom taking a creep shot, an upstairs shot. They all just happened to be outside through the window.
That baby, though. Oh, that baby.
He had a good time. He had the ball pit, and the older kids got to play, what's that game? Blow job, corn job, I don't know. Cornhole.
Glory hole.
It's blowhole. No. Yeah.
Cornhole, the game where you throw beanbags at the hole.
I thought Dustin was underneath the hole waiting to go to work.
Catching the beanbags.
I waited there all day for a piece of cake and never got it. Yeah. All I got was these beanbags every 15 minutes.
That's a good cake. There's a... Tres leches cake, or however you say it.
Yeah, tres leches.
It was very good. And Gilbert had his own personal nothing bundt cake.
I know.
He tore that thing up.
He went ham on that thing.
Yes, he did. He tore it to pieces. Yum, 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 yum. We had so much leftover food. We've been eating beans every day. We're done with the beans.
I'd say you've had enough.
We had Moe's. And every time I open the fridge, it's like, welcome to Moe's. Would you finish this shit? I took all the leftover corn chips and salsa and all that to WSB yesterday. Just put them in the kitchen with all the other things nobody wants, like the donut shop Keurig flavored Peeps. You know that the little Keurig cups that say donut shop?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, these are Peeps that taste like that, apparently.
Sickening. Disgusting.
Yeah, I'll never know because I won't ever put a Peep in my mouth again.
Mm-mm. Yeah. The only ones that are worth a damn are those hot tamale ones.
No, they're still Peeps, man.
And when they're still, they are still gross.
He'll only put it in his mouth if you change it to an change that last P to an N.
Give me the green, see some pee.
But yeah, it was great. I think Caitlin did such an awesome job putting that together. She's very good at organizing. If it had been me, I'd have been like, yeah, the pizza truck's here.
Oh, you and me both, brother. She did a great job, and she made some kick-ass sangria.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, a cup and a half of that, and you're don't drive with the babies. That's for sure.
Definitely not. But it was a good turnout. So
I don't practice sangria.
I don't either. I don't got no crystal ball. But it's Santeria, not sangria.
Oh, yeah, well. Either one.
You're making fun of a religion. So don't do that. Last week, we did so many things that are inappropriate. 2 minutes of the show was released.
I'm so glad that I wasn't a part of that.
I know. Well, we made fun of you. No, we didn't make fun of Steph because she's a woman.
We didn't make fun of Steph.
Well, you know what, though? Your penance is that you shall watch Legendary and you will get caught up and you will watch Legendary. That's your penance. That's what you should do for Pride Month.
What's Legendary?
Legendary is the show on HBO that I watch. It's the ballroom competition. Remember the show
on HBO?
Huh?
A reality show on HBO?
It's a reality show, but it's a game show. But it's also a dance type situation. But it's all of these. Some are men. Some are trans. Some are, you know, some are women. There's actual just straight up cisgender women on here. And they have houses. And most of their houses are named after high fashion names like the House of Escada or the House of Givenchy. And in that house, they all dress up and they do dances and they get a theme each week they're assigned and they got to crush it like they had a horror ball. You can't believe the costumes that these people come up with. It's amazing.
I think I'd probably rather watch that than Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, yeah. It's way more entertaining.
More on that later.
But watch Legendary and then your penance will be served.
All right, yeah, I'll get right on that. Hey, I want to welcome back Brian and Chelsea Smith as Patreon producers. Welcome back. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You'd like
to become a Radio Labyrinth. Oh, yeah, and almost married for a full year, right?
Coming up in October. Halloween.
Yeah, in October. Yeah. So, yeah. I should have remembered that, but... Congratulations still, and thank you again for coming back, you guys.
Yeah, and, really, especially since most of us were garbage balls and didn't go to your wedding. We do apologize for that. But I will say, if it was not out in the middle of Georgia, I may have made it.
You may have.
I can't drive at night, late at night anymore. I get sleepy and I go right off into a ditch.
Could have been across the street from me in Snellville. I may have gone. I can't walk at night because there's ravines. No, but seriously, thank you guys for coming back. If anybody's interested in joining Patreon, we have different levels. I really don't know what our gifts are anymore, but if you're a producer, you get added to the producer list, which is at the end of every show. Dustin will show your name there, and that's pretty cool. And you could find out more about that by going to patreon.com/TimAndrews. And we may be changing that up pretty soon. If you are a Patreon member, stay tuned. If you're interested in listening to a radio show Saturdays at 7 p.m., I have my show called The Popcast. Joining me this week on The Popcast. And you can also get it on the following Monday on any of your... what have yous, where you find podcasts. I found it on Spotify, but I haven't seen it yet on iTunes. So maybe that takes a little bit longer. However, I have a guest this week, a Radio Labyrinth guest in the past, Brian Troxell. And he'll be talking about Sketchworks and vape and being in all of his television and movies. So that'll be cool. Also, Greg Rust from the Von Hessler Doctrine will be reviewing Top Gun sequel, which I forget the name of it. What's it called? Top Gun?
Maverick.
That's right. So he'll be reviewing that. He's seen it. And we'll see what he says about that. So without further ado, we can get going. First off, congratulations to Johnny Depp. I mean, he did lose $2 million, but that's his people who have to pay her that, and they'll appeal it. But she's out what, $15 million she's gonna kind of cough up for him.
Yeah. $15 million so, she's going to figure out how to make.
Yeah, OnlyFans win. OnlyFans. Bad Baby can make $1 million in 1 week. Imagine how much Amber Heard could make.
Aren't you so glad this is over, though? I'm just so sick of hearing about it. Nobody gives a shit.
Wait till the new deal starts in a couple months.
You have no
so
idea.
Many people give a shit. More people than you could possibly imagine give a shit. I don't care about it, really, but it is interesting, but not really.
No, it's not. They're two toxic losers. I mean, who gives a... If anything, it just made me... I question my loyalty to Johnny Depp after all these years. Because he's kind of a douchebag.
Spacey and a weirdo, but at least he's not here like she is.
No, I don't think he's a beater, but I mean, I didn't want to know all these things about him. I didn't want to know all these crazy fucking things about him.
I didn't want to know Amber Heard takes shits in the bed.
I don't care about her. She never meant anything to me, but him, he was important to me. And now I feel like he's like a big clown.
He is a big clown.
Yeah. But I thought of him before as like a serious actor. He was like a great actor. He played Hunter Thompson. I mean, he was like the greatest portrayal of a living human being. One of the best ever.
He portrayed Keith Richards as a pirate.
Not true enough.
So, and one of his best friends died right in front of him. So that's pretty sad as well.
Yeah.
Right? River Phoenix, he was there that night. Didn't he own that bar?
He owns the bar. Yeah. He owns the Viper Room. Yeah. He was there.
Is it still there? I've never been there.
Yeah. It's owned by somebody else now, though.
Yeah. I don't
know. It's changed hands a few times, I believe, since he
owned a writer on it. Remember, he's been with everybody. But they all say that he's eccentric, but not, you know, abusive, doesn't poop in beds.
Hey, so he likes to drink a little. Who cares?
Yeah, do some coke every now and then, and smoke some marijuana, and maybe take some Quaaludes if they're still available. I don't know.
Traveled back to 1973 and got Quaaludes.
Maybe have a time machine, and we went back and stop talking. That's my favorite drop from the whole thing. Stop talking. So congratulations to Johnny Depp, and I hope you can get your Disney job back. They may replace.
I hope she can't.
Yeah. Well, what's she? Well, she's going to be in Aquaman too, because the big man wants her in it. So,
They've already had a petition for Bruce Campbell to take her place, and it's got 3 million signatures already.
That'd be awesome. And the little outfit and the wig.
Yeah.
But what are you watching?
Watching here.
What are you watching?
Okay, so what are we watching?
What are we watching?
We watch.
So before we're going to talk this week about some of the worst characters in history of prestige television shows. Every prestige television show that gets all those rave reviews and everybody loves it and becomes, you know, talk. We're talking about The Sopranos, Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad, that kind of thing. We're going to find some of the worst characters. These are our opinions. So, and then when we mention them, we'll say why. But before we get to that, just some of the things that I think we've all watched. Has everybody watched Norm Macdonald, Nothing Special?
Yeah.
Yes.
I watched some of it.
Yeah. Okay. Why didn't you finish it? You couldn't take it? You didn't like it?
Yeah.
Did you skip through to the end or did you just stop watching it?
I just stopped watching it. I watched about 10 or 15 minutes of it. And then
what was it?
It was nice to see him. It was just
too sad, or it was weird him doing comedy without an audience.
Yeah, I mean the material was good, but it was rough.
Yeah, it was rough. But
I mean, he hadn't had a chance to workshop any of it.
No, but the ending was fantastic. That
The interviews at the end or the commentary at the end were very good.
Yes.
And When they put up that black and white picture, that's when I got choked up at the end.
I got choked up a couple times watching it. The commentary after the 55 whatever minutes is David Letterman, Dave Chappelle, Molly Shannon, Conan O'Brien, and David Spade. And
Molly Shannon, for some reason.
Well, weren't they friends?
I mean, yeah, and Norm told her he loved her. That was her whole contribution to the entire discussion.
Yeah, well, a lot of men were talking over her.
Yeah, it was good to see the all in one room, but you stick that many like big personalities in one room and mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle just takes it over.
Yeah,
he does. I like what Letterman said. There was one thing Letterman said I really liked was that he thought some of the special was, who do you say it was reminiscent of? Andy Griffith movie, A Face in the Crowd. You know, where he's, have you guys seen that movie?
No.
Yeah, long time ago.
The movie where Andy Griffith goes, well, I'll just call Tim Andrews and get him on the phone. He plays like a megalomaniac type of influential radio star who starts running for office. And he's like a hick, but he's really smart. And very much reminiscent of the early Trump era. And Walter Matthau is in it. It's a good movie. And if you have time, you should watch it. But he does all these soliloquies to the camera, and that's really what Norm is doing. He's just talking to the camera, doing his stand-up routine, holding the microphone. But a lot of it, he had the timing as if he was doing stand-up, and he made the faces, and he really worked the whole thing. But it was very sad at the end.
He did the little asides, you know, like, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But I can see why you would want to tune away if it's you know, I watched it in segments, and then I watched the last half hour straight through, but I had to watch it in segments because it was something, like, oh, I just want this to be more. This is all we're ever going to get, so I'm going to finish it, you know.
Oh, and Adam Sandler, too. He was in the group.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Adam Sandler. Yeah, he was there as well.
He's funny, Adam Sandler.
Everybody, I don't know how far you are on Stranger Things. I've done the first two episodes. I'm really digging it. Got me right away.
Yeah, I love it. I'm on episode 4.
I finished it.
Yeah, I finished
in one sitting.
I think I'll have it all finished. So there's 4 episodes now online?
No, there's 7.
7, okay. Probably by next week, I'll have all 7 done.
I would have kept going, but Pickle wouldn't have it.
No,
he wasn't into it. Not a lot of.
No, he loves it. He's just that's why he is. He's like, we're not gonna just blow our wad here.
Burn through it real fast.
Let's watch and you know, like, let's really savor it. Let's not just run through it because I mean, we both love it. It's so, it's the darkest season yet.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't liking it.
Oh, tough. Why aren't they like
they're losers? What I love is the fact that all these kids that are so into Kate Bush now out of nowhere. Yeah. All these Z's.
Number one on iTunes.
My friend's kid, he's 14. He was she put me on speakerphone with him the other day and he said, he goes, that song that by Kate Bush. I really like that song. And I'm like, yeah, that's a really old song.
It's terrible.
So I sent him a playlist of like all kinds of
alternative
80s,
Gabriel.
90s music. Huh?
Wait till these kids find Peter Gabriel.
Sledging that hammer.
Yeah.
But I love that Kate Bush song. I love Kate Bush. What's not
that's my favorite. That's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah. I like Hounds of Love and Cloud Busting. Good song, Babushka.
That song though, that running up that hill, I remember it was one of those times where everybody was going to the to camp and drop acid and I couldn't go because I was stuck babysitting, and then my friend just out of nowhere she left work and came home and she was like, go to your shit, man, just go. And so I was driving there and the sun was setting and I was on my way to the campground and that song came on and I was like, fuck yes, nothing ever gets better than this. I can't wait.
I found out today she never has ever performed in the United States. Do you know that?
Wow.
She doesn't like to fly.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre though that she would never perform live here. Doesn't really like to perform live to begin with. She's more theatrical, I guess, than a lot of performers.
She's very eccentric, yeah. Kind of like Bjork.
Very artsy.
I would say maybe she's worried about getting shot, but you get shot over there too.
Yeah, or somebody pulls a butter knife on you.
Something. Well, some like there's what the Eagles of Death Metal. Their show got shot up.
Mm-hmm.
Really, in England?
In France?
No, in France.
Oh, in France, yeah.
And then what's her face? No, but in England though, little ding dong, Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Her shit got shot up.
That was France too, wasn't it? Or was it England?
Was it France? No, that was England. Because she went back and did she did her big concert for all the deads.
Yeah.
In Birmingham or whatever. I'm sorry, Birmingham. Tim. I'm just like, I'm definitely one of those people now. Probably one of the funniest jokes I heard all week was when Tim Dillon said, if you want to protect our schools, put pedophiles outside with guns because nobody cares more about keeping those kids alive than they do.
Wow. Tim Dillon?
Yes.
He can get away with just about anything, can he? I like Tim Dillon. I'd like to see him do stand-up. I don't know that he's ever come here. He was just here. Where?
I think he was just here.
How come we didn't know about it?
He was just in Atlanta. And his shows were sold out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They were sold out.
We're one of those cities that he actually doesn't talk shit about. You know, he talks shit about most places he goes to, but Atlanta he likes, I guess, because the food's good.
Bert Kreischer's coming here on June, 25th? Fully Loaded Comedy Tour is Saturday, June 25th in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Yeah. At Cool Ray Field. I want to go. I want to get tickets to go to that.
That's actually a good venue.
He was really fun on the podcast. Put the whole interview out.
Email him and see if he'll give us some comps.
I'm not going to ask him for comps. I'd rather have him come on the show, this show, and sit with us for an hour or whatever than give us free tickets. I mean, it's only, what, 20 bucks, 25 bucks?
No, it's 50 bucks.
Well, still, 50 bucks.
For the cheapest ticket.
And
although I would rather have him on the show than go to the show.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Yeah, sitting in a hot, well, it won't be hot. In June, yeah, it'll be hot as fuck.
Yeah, it'll be hot.
Yeah.
It's already hot as fuck. What is August?
Like in Laughapalooza.
Yes. When's the only time I've ever seen a big comedy show like that was with Jeff. We saw, what's his name? John Stewart. And there were a bunch of comics there. Dave Attell may have been there. You remember who was in that lineup? It was a long time ago.
No, I think Hardwick might have been there.
Was really? That the Oddball? Oddball, yeah. Comedy Festival?
Oddball Comedy Festival.
When was that? It was in the Stewart.
Lakewood.
Lakewood, Georgia. I'm going to see when that show was. South Parked? Nah, it doesn't have anything in here. Maybe I'm probably looking for it. Anyway, South Park.
Wait until you see what's in Cartman's fridge on the new Streaming Wars movie.
There's a new movie?
Yeah, it came out today. Oh, shit. So far, the thing that cracked me up the most is when Cartman opens his fridge. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. How long is it? A two-hour movie or a one-hour?
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half.
Okay. Shit, I didn't know about that. Shows you what I know. There's
Oh, Timmy, you can't watch all this crap. And they're just like, it's all coming itching at us. I've got anxiety. I'm not going to touch the boys until I'm done with Stranger Things. It's just like it's too much coming at us.
I watched the first episode of The Boys. It was really good.
Yeah. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. It's already out?
No, they said, I got a screener.
Oh.
Yeah, if you like sound, I want you inside me. That's all I'm going to say. And then you can find out for yourself. I like some of the new characters on Stranger Things. You have the Eddie Munson, who's like the leader of the Dungeons and Dragons group that they have. And
he's a really good actor.
Yeah, he was in Game of Thrones. And he's the head of the D&D society, the Hellfire Club.
He reminds me of Robert Downey Jr. so much.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I feel like that this whole season's been a little influenced by The Breakfast Club, maybe.
You think? Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, but when I was watching it, I get that Spielberg, Stephen King vibe still, and I love that because, you know, it's just they pay homage to it, and then they have their own thing, and the scripts are good, and the acting is good, and the stories are good. I just think it's a good show.
And Clive Barker, too. Like the thing that's very Hellraiser-ish looking.
Yeah,
I agree. Grace Van Dien is Chrissy Cunningham, which, no, spoiler alert, I can't say anything about her.
Crushy.
She's the little cheerleader. Yeah, crushy. She has a crush on a lot of people. Her dad is the guy from Starship Troopers.
Casper Van Dien,
yeah. Argyle, who's played by Eduardo Franco. He's funny.
He's very funny. When you get smacked with a roller skate.
Yeah. He does look like, who'd you say he looked like, Jeff?
Otto from The Simpsons.
Yeah, and his name is Argyle, so you know that's a throwback to Die Hard. Couple other people. Who else is in here? Da, 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 da. A lot of people never heard of Mason Dye as Jason Carver, the basketball. He was in Teen Wolf and Finding Carter.
And he plays a really good prick.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of pricks, this one's a bitch.
Emilio Estevez character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Elodie Grace Orkin is Angela, too. Yeah, that really does. It really does have that vibe, the Breakfast Club vibe.
The sister, is she the sister that lives in the house with all the kids? But she is Ally Sheedy. She looks, the outfit is exactly her outfit, the black on black.
The sister of Dustin's online girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sister. The
and that crazy
sister.
House full of kids. Yeah. 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 When she has the dark eyeliner.
Part yet.
Yep.
Not yet. Probably not yet.
Snow with dandruff.
Yeah.
You know how many times I did that after I saw that movie? Countless.
Snow dandruff.
It didn't inspire you to get some Selsun Blue?
No. We didn't have that. I had, it was too expensive. I had discount Head and Shoulders. Super duper brand Head and Shoulders.
It only gets your head.
I know.
This shit still falls on your shoulders.
That's right. All right, we got to talk about it. Probably contentious. Jeff will get mad, but I was not impressed with Obi-Wan at all.
Oh, we take sides on this one, brother. Okay. And no. You and I will square up because I agree with you. It was horrible. I hate it.
Thank God he's in it because he can act. And he's so much better than everyone else in it. But I just wasn't impressed at all. And I know it's a Star Wars story, but I don't know. The Inquisitors, it's just boring to me.
The set looks cheap. The set looks cheap as shit to me. Whenever they're going through the town. And it's so dumb. The plot's dumb. The little girl, I hate her. It's like I want her to, I want them to just get her and get rid of her.
I wanted Bail Organa to throw her over the side of his house.
Right?
In the pit.
If I didn't know that she would actually become Leia.
Well, that's the thing. You know the outcomes for all these people. So how would you be interested in it? You know, other than seeing people fight. You know, there's maybe seeing Obi-Wan and fight Anakin. Right? Okay, there you go. There's
that. It's just got that Lucas, like this Lucas stank all over it. The bad, Lucas.
Lucas is better. I'd rather watch The Phantom Menace than watch this.
Yeah, you guys are fucking crazy.
See, yeah. Why? Why are we crazy? Why do you like it so much? What's so great about it? Seeing little Princess Leia, she knows all the spaceships and she can outrun grown people and she has
The fucking Boba Fett's 50 times better than this show. And Boba Fett wasn't very good.
Yeah, until Mandalorian got on.
Yeah, and then it was great.
And Luke and Grogu. Hey, this is cool. You don't know
Rogue Star Wars show that's on right now.
That's not a good defense of the show. You could have a Darth Vader shitting in a toilet for 2 hours and that'd be the only thing on. Yeah. It's the only Star Wars. I'm shitting in my back of the tank.
I didn't care for Benny Safda or Safdie.
Who's that?
The one that was in the Eternals. The comedian that was the fake Jedi. Isn't that his name?
Oh yeah!
That's
the guy who was hanged.
Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about that plot point. Why they wouldn't hang a guy if he was a Jedi? They just kill him. They wouldn't hang him in the town. This is what happens to you if you hide Jedi's. Like there's hundreds of Jedi's being hidden there.
Well, that's the only thing they did was hang him up. That was the part I was like, so what? Why didn't they cut his head off? Put him on a pike.
They hung his dead body in the town to show what they do to Jedi.
Yeah, but there are no more Jedi in that town. They know that. They know there's only one. They came to the planet for that. They even know Obi-Wan was there. By the way, spoilers. Jimmy Smits is good. I like Jimmy Smits. I'm surprised he didn't get a little worked up. Dennis Franz should have been in it. I thought it was hilarious when I saw Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't think the Inquisitors are... They're just dumb. I don't understand who they are. I guess you had to watch the cartoons to know who they are and why they're there.
Well, they're people that join the dark side. They have force abilities, but they're not good enough or pure enough to become Sith.
Right.
So they're like, they just use their stuff to track. And they're mostly flipped Jedis. They're mostly Jedis that turn to the dark side after Order 66.
Like the third sister, she what is her name on the show? I can't remember her name. Her real name is Moses. She's an actress, and she's a good actress. And if you criticize this show, and if you say you don't like that character, you're automatically labeled, a hater or a racist, and you just all the things that they're labeled. But to me, that's just a marketing strategy. They create this controversy, and then people come to defense, mostly bots, because outside of social media, nobody cares. And they just generate all this fake outrage, and then Disney gets their victory. But her character to me is she's juvenile, too angry. And you don't know why there's all this hatred of Obi-Wan. And usually there's an establishment of a character and a story structure. But I can tell you what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. She was one of the Jedi younglings at the temple when the order was given. She survived. And she hates Obi-Wan, but she's going to turn into a good person and become a Jedi. There you go. That's what's going to happen, right?
Why would she hate Obi-Wan if she was a youngling at the temple?
He didn't do anything to save it. save them.
I think she thinks that he abandoned them.
Yeah, well, he abandoned
what he had to do.
Well, he didn't know they were going there to kill them anyway. He saw it on the tape.
His character getting over the whole, you know, it's 10 years later and he's not over Anakin yet. Right. And that's just, I mean, he's a Jedi.
I'll never get over Nacho Grande.
He's like, I don't get how that's the one thing he can't get past, as a, you know, when he can, he's a Jedi master and can control his mind and keep it neutral, but yet that one thing kept him from, you know, make him a recluse. It just seems a little forced. No fun intended.
Right. Well, it's just one of those things. Okay, so here's some things that happened that you never knew about, but you know what's going to happen to all these characters. You know everything that's going to happen to all these characters. So I guess you're just watching it for the battles and nostalgia.
You didn't know what was going to happen to the Inquisitor.
I don't care what happens to them. If their plane crashed into the fucking sun, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah. It's fan service, and that's exactly who they're doing it for. But at the same time, overall, the idea behind all these shows and it was to fill in all the gaps between the movies with as much story as you can to make it one continuous story by the time they're done, or at least till they go forward instead of backward.
So where does Mandalorian fit into that scheme?
Mandalorian's long after. Mandalorian is after the fall of the Empire, right?
Yeah. You got this. The gap in between Return of the Jedi and the new movies is where Mandalorian and Boba Fett and everything are going on. And then Obi-Wan and then Ahsoka and all those shows are going to be pre the first three movies, or, you know, they're going to divide them between the two.
I'd prefer they just, it's like they did with Rogue One, just use the universe and do an original thing. Just leave this ship alone.
Yeah, Rogue One was based on a throwaway line to establish plot in A New Hope. And they created this really good, exciting, fun film with people from all walks of life. And most people didn't go, I don't like so-and-so being in it because he's this. No one ever said that. And no one's saying that about this Inquisitor person. I think that's all ginned up and fake. You know, you're going to have trolls, you know, 15, 16-year-olds who think it's fun to be racist because they're anonymous and they're stupid. But overall, the character just isn't very good. So, I can't tell you this, so it's better than Picard.
Well, I'm sorry that you guys are being force choked until you watch the show.
Oh, I won't watch it.
I can watch it and comment on it and not like it.
I have not downed it yet. I'm walking that fine line of I want to see how it plays out. But I enjoyed what I watched, but I saw all of the flaws in it, and that was it's a struggle to see whether I don't want to not like it.
I want to know why there's a giant fish in the middle of the fucking desert that they're going to every day and cutting out food.
Well, that's the same thing that it's like from Mandalorian, the dragon. They were able to.
This is a shark with fins, and it's huge. And don't you think it would have spoiled, or is it too dry on the planet?
It's a sand shark. It's aged meat.
Yeah, okay.
That's the least thing I have trouble with in this.
Well, he's a thief too, Obi-Wan. Give feeding his anteater camel.
I mean, even Ewan McGregor, he feels like he's putting on to me.
Well, he has to know how terrible it is.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's got nothing to play against.
Let me do this video online. If you don't like the third sister, don't watch the show. Okay.
I don't know how anybody could just pick her out and be like, she's the one I don't like. That's what I don't like.
She's better than the other two Inquisitors.
I'll give her that. She's more believable as, like, the one guy, he's okay. The late lead guy.
Oh, okay. Sung Kang is I thought he's pretty cool. He's pretty accurate to the character from the cartoon anyway.
The guy with the steering wheel on his
Asian
head?
The Asian guy. Yeah, the steering wheel hat. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just wanted more.
I mean,
what are you gonna get?
I mean, the set to me, it looked like it was like Total Recall's old set. They just were just like, let's just go in there and we'll just do it in there. I like, yeah, but this is from the 80s and like, oh, nobody will care.
I like Rupert Friend because I liked him a lot in Homeland. And he's pretty good as long as you get to see him. I don't know what happens to him, but I guess I'll watch it again. Maybe episode 3 will change my mind. Jeff says it's really good. I don't want to spoil it. So
I didn't say it was great, but there's awesome.
No, you said it was really good. So we'll go with really
awesome
good.
Lightsaber battle. That saves the whole episode for me.
All right.
I've heard the latest news on the radio.
News. And now for the latest news.
All right. Well, before we get to the worst characters in prestige television that we've come up with, we're going to probably argue about one or two of those, I'm sure. Just a couple of tidbits in entertainment news. Jodie Foster is going to be the lead in season 4 of True Detective. That sounds exciting.
I'm very excited. Yes. Very excited.
Me too. I think I liked the last season, though, with what is his name? Oh, why can't I think of his name? Ursula? That's not right.
Mahershala Ali.
Moonlight.
Yeah.
Mahershala. Yeah.
Yeah, where he was had Alzheimer's and it kept going back and forth. The guy
who
smoked.
It was as good as the first one.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Second season was garbage. Hot garbage.
Yeah.
I do think the first season was definitely the best, but season 3 was really good. I think this will be good because Jodie Foster and that whole thing.
Who was the other dude in the last one? Who was it?
The vapes.
Yeah, Steven Dwarf.
Yeah. He was really good. I mean, it was so good to see him do something great like that.
Yeah.
At least he didn't have just Blade stuck on his resume.
Right. It's like Blade, 20 years of shit, True Detective.
Wait, he did that John Waters movie with Melanie Griffin. That was pretty crazy.
Oh, that was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Jodie Foster is a kick-ass actress. I haven't seen her do anything in a while. She's been directing stuff, and I'm glad to see her do something. I'm sure she'll be great. She'll probably bring all the Silence of the Lambs vibes.
Mm-hmm.
As long as she didn't have a teddy bear that talks, she'll be all right.
Yeah.
You see that last movie? That was like the last thing she acted in, wasn't it? With Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson and her and that teddy bear. Yeah.
She had to basically die on a cross to get him in that movie. Yeah, you wasted your credits on that.
No, that was his redemption arc. That was his thing. Everybody loves him again.
The little teddy bear sugar tits. That's great.
I'm hoping he does the Year of Living Dangerously Part 2.
Oh God. Alexis Bledel. Is that how you say her name? Bledel. Bledel is leaving Handmaid's Tale. Why would she be leaving the show?
And she just doesn't want to do it anymore.
Why would they even keep doing that show? Trump's not president anymore.
Oh, that last season was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was dumb.
It was so stupid.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
Good for her.
You don't need to keep doing it. How often do we have to watch that woman pout?
I will be a Jeff about it because Jeff will hate watch. He'll watch stuff even though he's done with it just out of loyalty. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that with Handmaids.
Oh,
I'll loyalty watch it.
I have to finish it.
I do too.
And Caitlin will want to watch it. She's watching that new show with her that you guys like.
I've only watched the first two. I'm enjoying it so far. I like The Time Traveler's Wife better, this new HBO adaptation of the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pretty good. 3 episodes in so far.
You're talking about Shining Girls, right?
Yeah, Shining Girls is the other time travel show that's going on right now.
I haven't seen it yet.
Caitlin likes it. Serial killer or whatever.
Yeah, he's a time traveling serial killer.
Yeah. Oh, well, check it out. Kids in the Hall hasn't been renewed yet, but that's not going to stop them. They are going to keep making episodes, right? Or are they going to tour?
They said they're still going to do stuff, whether they get picked up by Amazon or not. I don't see how they could not get picked up, though.
Yeah, it's getting great reviews and a lot of people are watching it. So why wouldn't they get it picked up? They could go to another streaming service. It would certainly be good for Netflix.
If they don't get picked up for another season, then they're going to do something else. Maybe another movie or a tour, something.
Did we see them? Did I see them with you? Yeah. Where do we see them?
Cobb Energy Center.
When was that?
The second tour.
Okay. I wish we had met them and got autographs and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if they came out and hung out, did stuff.
Still have that Jim Gaffigan we saw there. I have that.
Yeah.
Dear Tim, my best friend.
Mine and says, then, dear Jeff, stop hitting on my wife, Jim.
Yeah.
We saw them individually, too. I think we saw Dave Foley a couple times at Lapping Skull. Well,
Scott Thompson and Kevin McDonald came to the Punchline.
Yep. That was a great show.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. And they were on the regular guys, too. So the only ones I haven't met are Mark McKinney and Bruce.
Yeah, Mark and Bruce are the two I haven't met either.
Bruce is touring right now.
Bruce McCullough, if he comes to Atlanta, I'm going to go because I bought that CD he put out in 95 with all those fun bits and songs on it. And there, a lot of them are stuck in my head. It's just a bizarre. If you've never heard of it, I think it's called Shame Based Man. Go find it and listen to it.
If you get his autograph, make sure he gives you your pen back.
My pen.
He's my favorite kid in the hall.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. These characters are some of the most memorable ones. Soul, there's this dog and he smoked. He sure did smoke. How much would something like that pay? And then the one Cancer Boy, that's a tough one, but it's still funny. I'm Cancer Boy. On the flying pig. Look at me. I'm a pig.
And you know, he didn't even talk in the Shashages. He didn't even talk in that. And he still was great in that one.
They're all so funny. That show, man, that is the one true Gen X sketch comedy show. There were others, but to me, that's the one.
Watch it again. So maybe Amazon will fucking make up their room.
Yeah, if anything, just watch the DJ episode, the apocalyptic DJ episode. That's my favorite.
That is so great. Yeah, the look on his face. I know, but the look on his face. I rode my bicycle.
I agree with you, though. It goes them, the state, and probably the Ben Stiller show.
Oh, Ben Stiller. Yeah, I don't even think about that. And Mr. Show, I don't think about that either, but they're right up there. Mr. Mm-hmm. Show probably for me.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Show.
The second, yeah.
The State, though? You didn't watch The State?
State was awesome.
I love The State.
Sure, I'd love it if I'd watched it. I don't know why I didn't. I love it.
The State is $180 worth of pudding.
Yeah. I'm going to dip my bowl.
Oh, you know what? I'm also forgetting In Living Color, which.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Groundbreaking. And was when that was on, it was funnier than Saturday Night Live. You know, when that show was in its prime.
Yeah, Fox and Mad TV. Further.
Yeah. And Mad TV, yeah, that was good. It had its moments.
In Living Color, though, yeah, there was a couple few years there where they could do no wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Homie the Clown. Oh my God, that all entered the vernacular. And then when Damon Wayans left, they replaced him, and Jamie Foxx came in later, right?
Yeah, when he was doing Wanda and all that.
Yeah,
he was funny as shit. Jim Carrey had the varicosa.
Oh yeah, God, that was horrible. Well, just, and then, you know, you take for granted all the videos that they would do. They would just impersonate, just for a short clip, do a video.
Yeah. Same with Ben Stiller. He would do the Bruce Springsteen, or he'd put the nose on.
I mean, the sisters were funny too. Kim Wayans.
Yeah.
Oh my God, when she did that Homeless, you know that song? She's homeless. Yabba dabba do, yabba dabba da, yabba dabba do.
Baby, he's very white. My favorite thing that the Wayne sister did was the gossip lady who'd pull the chair out and sit out in front of it. I loves me some Miss Jenkins.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That character came on. I was rapt. I loved that character. I love Lisa Miss Jenkins.
Nobody talk about Miss Jenkins.
Oh, David Alan Greer.
The three snaps.
Hated it.
Yeah.
So much vernacular. Yeah, you're right. That just kind of got filled in by all those shows that kind of all leads back to In Living Color.
And the same thing with Kids in the Hall. My pan, slip my butt.
Crush your head.
I still say evil. We didn't have Comedy Central yet, and I remember when it was must have been 92. No, it was 93. So whatever it was called then, they showed Kids in the Hall all the time, because Comedy Central itself didn't start putting them in. So there were two different comedy channels, and I forget what it was. Might have been the Comedy Network or Ha. I forget, but I lived in Binghamton, New York. And Kids in the Hall was on all the time, so we were watching it constantly. And so it was fun to catch up on that. But I remember 88, man. So Jeff, we must have been in college when it started, or high school maybe.
Yeah.
Damn.
Who died?
What's wrong? Who died?
What happened? Who died?
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Hey, rest in peace to Ray Liotta, 67 years old. He passed away while filming a movie in the Dominican Republic, I believe. Ray Liotta is certainly right in our wheelhouse. Goodfellas, that Sopranos movie, Many Saints of Newark, all sorts of things.
Something Wild. This is my favorite movie of his.
Something Wild.
Unlawful Entry.
Uh-huh. Oh, Unlawful Entry is a creepy movie.
Yeah, he was such a piece of crap in that.
Yep.
Copland.
Copland, yes. Mm-hmm. Dominic and Eugene. Do you remember Dominic and Eugene?
Mm-mm.
Ian Tom Hulst and Jamie Lee Curtis. It's one of those independent movies. I think it was 88, shot in Pittsburgh. Tom Hulst, he is his twin brother, but he's fucked in the head because he got dropped or fell down or something. And he works as a garbage man while Ray Liotta's character goes to med school. And it's a good little sleeper movie, and it's completely Pittsburgh. So you see it all Pittsburgh the whole time.
Like, he had a nice little role in Killing Them Softly.
Yeah.
About 7 or 8 years, maybe about 8-9 years ago. That one with Brad Pitt and Gandolfini. That was one of Gandolfini's last movies too.
Yep. Oh yeah.
He
did the Chantix commercials. Those are classic.
He kind of, I'm glad for him though, because he went out on top. He was having a career resurgence. He wasn't sick. He was filming a movie, doing what he loved. And he just died in his sleep. I mean,
a heart attack.
Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, they haven't said yet.
Do you guys know who Kyle Dunnigan is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see?
He's the Truckee River Killer.
Fucking Chantix. Yeah, just I want to quit smoking fucking Chantix, Karen.
Am I wrong, Jeff? He is the Truckee River Killer, isn't he?
I don't know what that is.
From Reno 911.
Oh, okay.
Remember the one that Trudy was involved with?
Yeah, it could be.
Isn't that him? I'm pretty sure that's him.
You're not going out tonight, Karen.
I mean, he was the old. How many times have you seen Goodfellas? I know I've seen it at least 30 times.
I've seen it over 100 times.
Yeah, at least.
And it is arguably, like everybody says, the best narrated movie ever. Yeah.
Ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be a gangster. It was me. It was Tommy P. It was Jimmy Nonak. All those guys. By the way, before we move on, Steph, did you say you were reading The Godfather or listening to it?
I'm not listening to it yet, but I'm going to. That's going to be my next thing. Right? Huh?
Do you know who narrates the audiobook?
Who?
Joe Mantegna.
Oh, does he do a good job?
Yeah, of course he does. It's Joe Mantegna.
Just making sure, you know.
Tony.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli. Yeah, I started listening to it. There's so much in the book that's not in the movie. Lucy had a gigantic vagina, and only Sonny could fill it with his massive turgid membrane.
I
invited Gene Cousineau over for dinner.
Right? I told you, until we did our little best movie thing, I'd never actually fully watched The Godfather.
Yeah.
Or part two. So then I sat down like the weekend after we did the show, and I watched both of them back. I watched it back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
De Niro, great.
He is great, but I think the first one is the best.
It's tough. It's tough for me. The first movie definitely has a happier ending, but the second movie, I like all the New York stuff, and Vito is a young man.
I like it, but I miss Brando, because I really liked Brando's turn, and I miss my Jimmy Conn.
Yeah. Well, he had that hot temper and all.
He was just going to go, you know, kill the guy who beat his sister up. I mean, it was very noble.
But he got stuck at the toll booth.
Brenda would leave the set and go over to Richard Pryor's house and...
Is it true that Marlon Brando? I
can't do it. I'll kill my voice. Well, anyway, rest in peace, Ray Liotta. And if you like audiobooks, I highly recommend Joe Mantegna reading The Godfather.
Okay, I'm going to do that. It's coming on.
A lot of Johnny Fontaine in the book. So you better like Johnny Fontaine.
Well, that makes sense now. Now that I'm watching The Offer.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting about that. I gotta get back into that.
Jeffy, it's really good. I really think it's gotten so good.
The first couple episodes, I just keep forgetting to watch the rest.
That's how it is with me. I see it when I turn on Roku. Is it? Don't forget to watch this. Shit, I keep forgetting to finish this. It's a great show.
Yeah,
I
mean, it really is. And every episode has been even better than the last.
All right, so we're going to do our little thing here in a second. And before we get to that, I'm going to talk about Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is our longtime sponsor, and we have to say thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. You can see their new full-color menus with pictures of their food that we saw when we were out there a week or so ago. They are having a fun summer because every Tuesday night, it's team trivia. You can come out and win some bucks, have some fun. Don't bet at all at the end, or you lose like us. And
yeah, only bet 1 point on the final question, people.
Right, only 1 point. The weekly food truck events, you can find out all about that on their Facebook page. And they have some great local craft beers like Firemaker Brewing's Chattahooch Tea, Southeastern IPA. They have that in cans. There's Dry County Brewing's Neon Sour on tap. And Burnt Hickory Brewing's Driving and Crying Straight to Hell IPA in cans, just to name a few. Atlanta Pizza in Euro loves serving the local communities of Conyers, Covington, and all the East Metro Atlanta area. I would like to thank them for all their continued support and business throughout the years, but you can live anywhere and go there. You can check them out. They're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 and Saturday from 12 to 9. Closed on Sundays. And that, again, is Atlanta Pizza and Euro, and they do have really good pizza, so go check them out if you haven't yet. And if you do, say that we sent you.
The worst. Eric.
In prestige
television shows.
We thought that we would talk about some of the worst characters on prestige television. What is prestige television?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, no. Star Wars. No, what? Shut up. The Sopranos. What else? Dexter, shows like that, big shows that were originally on the table. Breaking Bad for sure,
Better Wire,
Saul, The Wire, but really started in that late 90s, early 2000s. But you know, we decided that we'd look at these and find who are the worst characters, not the worst actors. They could be good actors, but the characters are just the fucking worst. And I don't mean that they're mean, they're just bad. And he's like, die already. So without further ado, we'll start with Breaking Bad. And I don't know who put up R.J. Mitty's Walt Jr. Flynn.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's pretty harsh. Why, you don't like him because he is crutches?
No, I just hate his character. I just never could stand him.
Dad.
I didn't see the point of him.
I'm going to do my impression. I'm ready. Dad. They shot him. Why did they shoot Uncle Hank? Call me Flynn. Mom's being a bitch. And that good. It sounds just like him.
That's it. You nailed it. That's
uncanny.
It.
Mom was being a bitch, though.
She was being a bitch, which is why.
And a whore.
Well, hey, give her a break. Her husband's making drugs.
Didn't give her no right to be throwing that poon all over town.
She didn't throw it all over town. She just threw it at Ted.
Well, he wasn't cheating.
Ted wasn't cheating. Yes, he was. He was cheating.
Walt wasn't cheating. Walt
wasn't cheating.
Lady Science. That was his mistress. I'm cooking.
She is a harsh mistress, as we discovered.
Beth is a harsh mistress. That should be the name of the show. Meth is a harsh mistress. Skylar White is the worst character. In fact, I think she's one of the worst characters of all time on television. But I think Anna Gunn is a good actress. I just can't stand Skylar at all, especially before she finds out that he's doing drugs. And you know, she's like, oh, do you have a second phone? No. And then she's all mad. She won't tell him. Come on, bitch, out with it. Confront him.
Yeah. It was a lot of her smacking her lips and rolling her eyes.
I think she knows how to run that car wash.
Yeah. Banging.
How much is enough, Walt? How much is enough?
I'm the one who fucks Ted. Can you imagine if he was the one who fucks Ted? And you know, I'm doing a rewatch, and the first two seasons are just so difficult to get through, not because they're bad and not because of any reason other than it's just so sad what happens to Jesse all the time. Yeah. By the third season, they start cooking in Gus's laundromat. Jesse's a fucking idiot. So yeah. He pretty much got everything that was coming to him. I'm going to steal some of the meth and sell it. Not a good idea, dumbass.
No, he tortured me. Whenever he was letting all those dildos tear his house apart after Jane died.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it gave me such anxiety. It just, I hated to see him fold in on himself like that.
Yeah, Walter could have saved Jane, stupid fuck. And then, you know, the plane wouldn't have crashed, and then Q wouldn't have gone to, you know, sent Picard back to the altar. Things are strange, Picard. My daughter overdosed on heroin. All right. Deadwood, it's difficult. It was very difficult. I looked through the cast. I'm like, who do I hate? Who do I hate? Who do I hate? Ah! I know who we hate. Anna Gunn. Mrs. Bullock. Here he is. He's having a nice life. He's the sheriff or marshal or whatever of Deadwood. He owns a hardware store. He's about ready to bang this, you know, methadone addict chick. Charlie.
About Utter. Ready. Been banging. Yeah,
I don't know. Charlie Utter watched. Anyway, he's enjoying his life. Saw stars there. He's having a good time, right? All of a sudden, Mrs. Bullock, because he has to take on the burden of his brother's wife, and that's how they used to do things. She just comes and calls him Mr. Bullock and makes all sorts of dinners and stuff. They did have a nice house. I have to give it that.
And didn't then like the her, kid has the nerve to die.
He didn't die, did he? He went into a coma.
No, he died.
Oh, he died.
That's right. Riding that fancy bicycle. Horse. Yep. So anyway, NYPD Blue, I didn't even think about as being prestige television, I guess, because it was the first show to show side tits, butts, and say shit.
You got some shit on your face.
You got a little shit on your face. That's what I'm saying.
It was because Caruso was involved. You can't put prestige with Caruso.
Well, let me tell you, when that show debuted, I loved it. I loved David Caruso. I loved Dennis Franz. I love the whole cast. I mean, you have David Schwimmer in the first couple episodes. Amy Brenneman is in it. And it was real gritty. It was new. It was interesting. And then at the end of the season, Dave Caruso says, I'm going to go make a weird movie or two. And then he's gone. And then Jimmy Smith comes in.
It seemed like he was going to do the movie star thing, though. Like, he did some pretty decent movies.
Which ones, Jeff? Jade. Are you talking about Jade? Or Session 8?
Big movie.
First Blood? Oh, that was way before.
That Bill Murray, Robert De Niro movie? I forget what that's called.
Well, he didn't do very well, and he had to wait a long time before CSI Miami to come back.
Yeah.
The best movie he was in was before NYPD Blue, I thought, King of New York.
Yeah.
And First Blood.
In First Blood, yeah.
Yes.
He has a small role in that. But, yeah, so I don't know who... Anna Gunn. I think I smell a Steph plot here.
yeah, it was me that did it. Nah, yeah.
Was she a recurring character on NYPD Blue? Because I don't remember that character.
I don't remember her being on there.
Or you just went through the IMDb and found she's
on. Yeah, she's just the primer.
This is Jeff, apparently, who has this Anna Gunn hatred.
All right. Well, John Kelly is my least favorite character because I thought he was going to tank the show, but Jimmy Smits came in and saved it. And they all turned Dennis Franz into a nice guy.
You know, Ricky Schroeder was the worst character.
Yeah.
No, the one after Ricky Schroeder was the worst character.
Oh, Zach.
Yeah, Zach.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he took over.
Yeah, Rick Schroeder just didn't like getting worked up. And he did like banging alcoholic chicks. Seinfeld, how'd that make it on here? Amy is the name of the character, Jerry's girlfriend in the Glasses episode, played by Anna Gunn. The Practice, ADA Gene Ward, played by Anna Gunn. You got to put Anna Gunn on there. Here's some non-Anna Gunn characters that we found that were pretty bad. Ozark, Charlotte Bird, played by Sophia Hublitz. Is that the daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't stand her.
Totally unnecessary character.
Okay. Why? Because she bitches and complains all the time?
There's no need for her.
None at all.
If they took her out of the show completely, nothing would change about the entire show.
You wouldn't miss it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Terrible. And a man face.
Maybe she identifies as a man face.
She's a man bear pig.
Super serial. I put down Julia Garner and everybody got mad at me, so we can just skip that.
No, you're
mad about it?
Your criteria was crazy.
Why is my... Well, what you put as a rebuttal to my criteria doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Read your criteria.
Yeah. All right. I put down Ruth, Julia Garner, and I couldn't tell if this was Jeff or Steph who wrote this, but Ruth is the best character. What the fuck are you talking
That's
about?
That's Jeff.
And I wrote, fake Southern accent, hair looks like Justin Timberlake, swears too much. Spoiler alert, gets killed. Jeff wrote.
If you go by that criteria.
Well, let me read what you said. Jeff goes, it's a good fake accent. She wanted her hair to look like Justin Timberlake, and it's impossible to swear too much. Plus, spoiler alert, is there anyone on this show that didn't know that happened to her?
No.
No.
Okay, then. And if that's your criteria, Tony Soprano, fake accent, Elton John hair, swears too much, gets killed. First of all, he didn't get killed. Second of all,
yes, he did. David Chase even said he got killed.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Find the quote.
I've brought this up like three times.
He never said Tony Soprano got killed. Yes, find the quote.
I will.
He has revised whatever the hell that was taken out of context. Yes. And he says that he did not say that. Right.
You think that I wouldn't know that? Oh, yeah. It was one thing he said about the Sopranos I wasn't paying attention to as I listened to every single episode of that podcast more than once and watched the show 18 times.
I miss that podcast.
I do, too. I would listen to them talk about flatware.
Yeah, we should do another one. They could just talk about other shit.
Pick another show and start from the beginning on that.
What, Falcone? Remember that CBS show? It was on for like 6 minutes. Yeah, I don't know. She bothered me. I didn't like her in The Americans either.
Oh, yeah. I forgot she was in that. That's right.
Did you watch Inventing Anna?
No.
Shit, that's good.
And
it's all right.
But speaking of The Sopranos, by the way, he didn't have fake hair. He only wore fake hair in flashback.
No, I said he had Elton John hair because you said she had Justin Timberlake hair.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I found the line that was.
Here's
what he said. Here's the quote. Okay. Quote, I had a scene in which Tony comes back from a meeting in New York in his car. At the beginning of every show, he came from New York into New Jersey, and the last scene could be him coming from New Jersey back to New York for a meeting at which he was going to be killed. That's the quote. So I think that's what he had written it. They just didn't film it. And he used it, and they used that chopped off ending. But he said that he was going to kill him.
Well, probably didn't kill him, thinking that they may revive it in the future.
Yeah, bring it back. That's exactly what I thought too.
And that ain't gonna happen.
Well, they sure couldn't bring it back with that kid of his.
No. He does a good job in that movie, though.
Yeah. He was in the, you know, he had a little tiny bit part in The Offer.
His father was killed.
Whatever. I don't give a shit. He's not a good actor. And he doesn't look anything like Gandolfini. I don't know. Who does he look like?
Probably his mom.
Ruth Garner.
I guess.
I'm sorry, Julia Garner. But speaking of The Sopranos, you hate him. Speaking of The Sopranos, the worst character, I think most people will agree with this, is Noah Tannenbaum.
Meadow's boyfriend.
Yeah, played by Patrick Tully. And then
he was the worst character on The Sopranos.
Uh-huh. Don't you think?
And then Tony bribed him to stop going out with Meadow.
Joey Pants was a shitty character.
He was shitty. Cool. He's not annoying like the right, show yeah.
was. I don't know.
Technically Noah Tannenbaum didn't beat the shit out of a hooah, pregnant woman, and leave her for dead in the back of his truck.
He was annoying, and he was a piece of shit the way he did Meadow.
Yeah, he was smug. Didn't he bang the drunk roommate?
I think so. Yeah.
Then he put a restraining order against her.
Yeah.
She was kind of stalking him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to pick characters from The Sopranos that I can't stand, but I guess he was annoying.
I can't stand Janice Soprano, but she's not the worst, most annoying character on this show because she's not a douche.
How come they didn't get Anna Gunn on The Sopranos?
She was too busy.
You can't ruin every show, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, we have a couple more. We'll just blow through them here because we got to wrap up soon. But 24, Kim Bauer, Alicia Cuthbert. She was pretty useless, especially when she came back married to see Thomas Howell. He was like 90.
She was pretty, but her character sucked.
Pointless character. Maybe after the first season, there was no reason to have her back. Morris O'Brien is my least favorite, though. That was Chloe's husband, played by Carlo Rota, who driving all over L.A. while a nuclear bomb goes off. Who put down Titus Welliver for smoke as the smoke monster for Lost? Who put that there?
I did.
Yeah, why?
The smoke monster was the worst character.
You're right. Mad Men, Greg Harris is Sam Page. Why?
That's the guy that did that shit to Joan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It did the thing.
Oh, yeah. That was terrible.
Do we all agree that
there was no reason to do that.
Yeah, that's true. He's a jerk. Can we all agree that on The Walking Dead, it's hands down...
Andrea.
Played by Laura.
Hands down.
Yeah, soliloquy time.
Never was I so happy to see somebody get munched on.
Mr. Robot, Darlene, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
Coats.
Useless. Listen, if you have ideas that we didn't mention, please put them on our social media. Put them on the Facebook Radio Shack. Put them on the regular page. Tweet them to us. Silicon Valley, Nelson Big Head Baghetti, played by Josh Brenner.
Wasn't he terrible? He was just such an idiot.
He was an idiot. I don't know. I don't know if I hated him though. Yeah. God, that Thomas Middleditch, his career is over.
Yeah,
what did he do?
He's canceled.
He Me Too'd the shit out of a bunch of chicks.
You mean the guy from the commercials?
Yeah.
Oh, he's fucked, huh?
Oh, his career is toast.
Maybe he'll come back. Maybe Mel Gibson will find him a role in something.
Apparently he is a real piece of garbage. I mean, everybody wanted to say that it was TJ Miller, but he really is a piece of shit.
I don't know what his accusations are. I heard shit about him like making his wife sign like a prenup that they have an open relationship and he can bang whoever he wants, whenever he wants.
Permanent hall pass.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the thing about it was he was trying to make chicks do shit that didn't want to do stuff.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
The positive.
The show got canceled. Yeah, the show got canceled.
But, you know, TJ Miller kept saying that on Silicon Valley that he was a fucking asshole and a piece of shit. And everybody tried to make it out like it was TJ Miller. Yeah. And as we all saw, as soon as TJ Miller left that show went to crap immediately.
Views.
Or.
Snooze.
Views.
Let's do views or snooze. Let's recap last week first, though, Jeff.
Yeah, last week was Obi-Wan, which you guys are out on.
I'll probably keep hate watching it. I want to see the lightsaber fight.
That damn show with Michael Che.
Oh, God, you guys got to watch it. I watched the first four episodes of it. It's so freaking funny. The abortion dojo. The Abortion Dojo. Did you watch it, Jeff? Yeah. I was crying when he was kicking those pregnant ladies in the stomach. Yeah. I thought I was going to fucking die. And it's just the way that he does it, too. The look on his face when he does it. And the Excommunicado. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
It was like a John Wick thing where he said some shit and got canceled. Yeah. And so he was excommunicado. He had his hair all slicked back. Like John Wick running through the city. Oh, God, it was so good. Please watch that damn Michael Che. You don't, even if you don't watch season one, watch season two. It's so funny.
On HBO Max, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
He does such a good job of walking the line. Yeah. He walks the line of new comedy and old comedy. And he walks the line of he feels like he's hated by both sides.
Is it all political comedy or not very much political?
No, no. And if it is political, it's not political in a way where you're like, okay.
Absurdist is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Because politics is absurd. Okay.
Right. Well, here's an example of a joke. When he's in this restaurant, he's having this party and it's for Black excellence, right? Mm-hmm. And nobody shows up, right? And then Colin Jost shows up. And he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? This is for Black excellence. And he goes, well, where is everybody? And he goes, well, it's, you know, it's they're Black people. They're always late. And Colin goes, oh, but if I say it.
All right, I'll watch it. I'll give it the views this week just to play catch up.
I think you'll like it. You'll definitely like it.
And Alone, the new season started this week. Very good.
I'm going to wait till there's a couple episodes on the DVR because I like to binge that show.
They're in a different part of Canada, but it's still in Canada. It looks like it's going to get cold fast.
Where are they? In Toronto?
No, they're like Newfoundland or something. I don't know.
God, I hope they have.
So this week's news or snooze, the Orville finally comes back on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
So I forgot about the show.
The final season, and it's like, it's one of the final performances of Norm, who was only a voice, but still.
Right.
He played the Blob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might get a bit out of Views. There's so much to watch.
I enjoyed the shit out of it, yeah.
That's a show I could watch once, yeah.
It stopped trying to be a comedy and started trying to be a Star Trek show. That's when I started liking it.
Yeah, it's better than Star Trek.
Yeah. So I'll that's views for me.
Yep.
Okay.
Number two, The Boys season 3 starts on June 3rd.
Definitely a Views.
Yeah, I've already watched that in there. So like you
do it for the boys.
The Views. And number three, Physical comes back on Apple TV season 2.
That's a Views
for sure.
Yeah, views for me.
Views.
I really enjoyed that show.
And we got straight Views.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Everybody.
Next week, we're going to do wild fan theories. Ha ha ha. And what does that entail? That entails what?
I don't know. What does that entail?
Jeff?
Like shit, Dustin put the thing in there. Like, it's like stuff like people create these crazy theories about movies, like Grease is all like a fever dream.
Mm-hmm.
Like Olivia Newton, John drowns or something, and then the whole movie is.
The Rock is supposed to be James Bond. That's his James Bond character that's been put in prison for all those years, and that's how he knows everything. And
So we'll read the article that this comes from, and we'll come up with some theories. We'll read some of the theories as examples, but let's each come up with a couple of our own for films. It could be ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sounds fun.
I think that'll be fun. Thanks for indulging me with my goofy idea of characters, but I got the idea from rewatching Breaking Bad and seeing Anna Gunn. Everybody hates Anna Gunn. Sorry.
Poor Anna.
Yes. Yes. So I guess that's it. Until next time, please remember to keep
it.